Good morning, Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Remember 5 years ago, there was a devastating fire that has closed one of the most iconic churches around the world since that time. And this segment, Synchronicity, honors those who worked together to help rebuild the cathedral, which is scheduled to open in December. The bells at the Cathedral of Notre Dame, which have not rung since the fire, but do here at this opening ceremony.
And that is all there is to say about the opening ceremonies, is that the bells at Notre Dame rang for the first time in 5 years, and there was no controversy whatsoever, and everybody's happy, and we're done. Okay, John, want to go to commercial break now? Right? Is that how that works?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, sure, no worries. Oh, my people. If only it were the unsurpassed vapidity of Kelly Clarkson that were the sum total of what happened in the Olympics.
And so the individual with the torch continues his trek on the rooftops of Paris.
That's the sound of Les Mis. Oh, very cool.
If you had Kelly Clarkson saying, "Oh, cool," on your drinking bingo card for the Olympics opening ceremony, you were drunk by a half hour in, for sure. Let's just say a lot of people are upset about Peyton Manning. I didn't even notice Peyton Manning's comments. I didn't think he said much of anything at all. Kelly Clarkson, meanwhile, is You participate less, and everybody will be better off. You know the perception of Americans in Europe is what? Sort of shallow, ignorant, bossy, rude, materialistic, and like fish out of water. Clark Griswold, okay, is kind of the picture of the Americans in Europe. And Kelly Clarkson really leaned into the role as NBC commentator.
Les aristocrates, on les pendra.
What? Can we talk about all the different styles of music and dancing? And this is incredible.
You mean we don't mix Les Mis with heavy metal every day?
Yes, we do. Yes, you are incredible here. I mean, oh my gosh. We just went metal after Les Mis, after Can Can.
Yeah, we all heard it, Kelly. we were all there. We all heard it. It's okay. It's okay. And then, you know, when they get done with the metal and then they go into the opera.
Oh, my. That was incredible. The mixing of the classical, the heavy metal. Oh, beautiful.
Yeah, we just Let It Be Beautiful. Just, you know, there's this great, it's not a great movie, particularly Crimson Tide, with Gene Hackman and Denzel Washington on a submarine. It's not nearly Hunt for Red October. It's a good movie, okay? It's not a great movie. But there's this wonderful scene right in the beginning where Gene Hackman, you know, the crotchety old retiring sub captain, has Denzel, the new XO, up on the deck, up on the con tower. And, you know, they're watching as they launch and, you know, Denzel doesn't say anything. And Gene Hackman kind of praises him. He's like, good for you, knowing when not to speak. Okay, so then began the controversy. Okay, and I know if you didn't watch the opening ceremonies and you sort of woke up on Saturday morning and you just casually checked the fire hose that was your social media feed, all the people upset about, The Last Supper, or the Bacchanalia, or the, it doesn't, okay. John, you've been working the show for what, like 3 months?
Yeah.
Okay. Am I conservative in my social beliefs?
Yeah.
Okay.
You are.
Do I criticize leftist cultural movements?
No.
I don't? Have you not listened to the Transgressor Ceremony every single Friday?
I was trying to be nice.
No, just of course. Okay. So I spend 2.5 hours writing the Transgressors, 2 to 3 hours writing, and then, you know, on air, like 10 minutes in the early service, 10 minutes for the late service, criticizing leftism, wokeism, all of the stuff, okay? So there are not a lot of people that be like, nah, that Andrew, you know, he's a liberal. Okay. I think that people are misguided in what they thought so offensive about the Olympics opening ceremony. Oh, no, I mean, granted, the, you know, it sort of looked like The Last Supper. It sort of also looked like a different painting. Yes, it was Dionysus. Yes, it's Greek mythology. Yeah, okay, fine. Okay. But in squabbling about that, in squabbling about having, you know, fat women and transvestites in a sort of Last Supper-esque pose on the catwalk bridge, you're upset about the wrong stuff. Like, the whole menage a trois threesome thing was way worse than that.
So the artistic director, Thomas Jolly, decided to lean into some of the cliches about France. City of Light, known as a romantic city. So much literature written or set here involves love. So this segment, love and literature, the twain shall meet. Or maybe we should say, the trois shall meet.
Mm-hmm. I didn't need Lester Holt to make tongue-in-cheeky jokes about a guy and a girl meeting in clown outfits in the library and then going off together into some upstairs room where we're just suddenly shut out of the action.
Okay. Oh, we are uninvited. Okay. That was just rude.
Now, I couldn't tell. Was that Kelly Clarkson? I couldn't quite tell the voice on that one, but I think that's who that was again. Thanks, Kelly. And then you back up, like, Marie Antoinette, that's pretty jarring. You know, people are like, what's affecting the kids? I don't know. You're watching something where they're singing semi-highbrow, you know, Les Mis, and then all of a sudden you've got a woman in a bright red dress holding her own head that's singing disembodied in the windows of the building that housed Marie Antoinette before she got beheaded. Like, and then there's a whole wall full of headless women singing, like, that's a lot more jarring to the average, say, 7-year-old than some cheeky threesome or some sort of weird-looking people on the catwalk. It's just, it's always amazing to me the things that people do and don't get worked up about. But let me also say this, okay? Feel free to disagree with me. I know a bunch of you are. That's going to be fine. Feel free to text in, tell me, Andrew, you don't know anything. You're totally off base. They were totally mocking religion. Okay, fine. Sure. I mean, agreed. But your standard of satisfaction with an international art spectacle is that a gay French theater director makes a 4-hour performance and you endorse every bit of it? I mean, you need to reconsider your expectations. You know, like, this is, it just, in the grand scheme, it's not that, well, it offended all the Christians. How about all the women with their hair showing offending all the Muslims? I mean, you're like, it's France. What did you expect? It's Paris. You know, you otherwise love all the fashion shows and all of the sexuality in them, but this one is the one that sets you on edge? Come on. I hate to Biden it, but come on, man. So just, I don't know, have a little more tolerance, a little more patience, a little less knee-jerk reactionary right-wing social conservatism. And by the way, what we haven't talked about, not really at all, is in the overall, pretty impressive show. How about the Eiffel Tower lights? I mean, fantastic. I could just sit there and watch that the whole time. How about the Celine Dion performance? Unbelievable. I mean, just, you just can't even... She was phenomenal. Amazing. And not lip-synced. At least not as far as I could tell. It wasn't Kid Rock at the RNC, okay? It was really, really good. The balloon fire at the Tuileries Garden, the torch on the garbage barge, I don't know, when they were singing. Even it was a great rendition of Imagine, right? Or the woman who was singing on top of the grand play, the mezzo-soprano. I mean, there was... genuinely amazing. Now, granted, the horse riding along the water was about 18 hours too long. But, I mean, okay, there was a lot of really cool stuff in this, if you look at it as a whole. There were a couple of moments where you can definitely be like, no, I'm not in board with that. But, you know, you go to an art museum, and you don't necessarily like every piece of art there. And you might find some offensive. That's art. Move on. Big deal. Don't expect everything to cater to your sensibility. Again, especially when it's an international celebration. It's in France, of all places. I mean, frankly, you know, I got more offended at Lester Holt describing... Did you catch this? It happened pretty quickly. But Lester Holt's description of North and South Korea. You ready for this? When the North Korean boat comes in?
So these Paris Games, first time North Korea is back in the Olympics since Pyeongchang 2018. One of the most memorable opening ceremony moments. When a unified Korea, South and North, marched in together despite their then and still ongoing differences.
Differences? Oh, you mean that North Korea invaded South Korea? You mean that North Korea shoots missiles off into the ocean routinely as a nuclear existential threat against South Korea? No, they're differences. Like, just the inability to tell basic geopolitical truth when you have an opportunity to do so. How about Russia?
The next boat is where Russia would have been, but their National Olympic Committee, along with the National Olympic Committee of Belarus, are banned from these games. Going back to the involvement with Ukraine and the war that's raging on there.
Involvement? The involvement in Ukraine? You mean the invasion, the illegal invasion and annexation of another country's sovereign territory? Is that what you mean, or do you mean... involvement? What, they're doing square dancing? I mean, before I was a Christian, I often felt like Christians, honestly, you know why I didn't want to be a Christian for the longest time? I thought you had to be dumb to be a Christian. That's what I thought for the longest time. I thought you had to be, and I met some smart Christians. I thought, oh, you can be smart and be a Christian? I'll buy it. But my people... you don't always make us look so great. And one of the ways we can look better is in having smarter, more thoughtful, more nuanced, less predictable reactions to things. And this is a great example. Did you see the rest of the show? And by the way, I'm not going to watch the Olympics anymore. Well, why? Were you going to watch them before? Yeah, I love sport. Okay. Why wouldn't you watch? Are you going to, like, boycott the swimming and the soccer because of a gay French theater director's decisions about a bridge catwalk? What? Well, I'll show them. if only you had Bud Light to not drink. You know, like, people, oh, come on. 437-1620. Again, feel free to disagree with me. I'm sure many of you will. That's perfectly fine. It's always allowed. On the Pensacola Morning News, I'm Andrew McKay.
Sometimes I struggle to get to sleep. My body stopped for the day, but my mind is still running. So I take ZzzQuil.
ZzzQuil, the world's number one sleep aid brand, has a range of non-habit-forming products to fit you and your family's needs. Invest in a great night's sleep for the best you tomorrow.
I'm awake and ready to take on anything.
Better days start with ZzzQuil Nights. Explore our products at ZzzQuil.com.
Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Our daughter, Jessie, loves playing detective.
But since we discovered she has sensitive skin, we've been playing detective, too.
We thought the problem was our puppy.
But it was actually our old detergent. So we switched to Tide Free and Gentle.
Tide Free and Gentle has no dyes or perfumes, so it's gentle on her skin.
If it's got to be clean, it's got to be Tide Free and Gentle. This back-to-school season, Tide and Downy are giving back with $1.5 million in scholarships. Enter to win. No purchase necessary. US/DC 17+. End September 30th. Rules. Tide.com/scholarship/official rules.
Tune in tomorrow at 10 to the Pensacola Expert Panel when guests from Pensacola State College will be on the show talking about registration, campus tours, financial aid, certificate programs, baccalaureate programs, and everything in between. And 92% of students graduate loan-free. You won't want to miss this show on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Kim, thought you were coming back on Thursday.
Morning, 526 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. Got my one pass at the Olympics out. We'll come back to this, I'm sure, later. But, I always wonder if I don't disappoint too many people. Oh, I can't wait to hear Andrew scorch the Olympics. Well, you know, maybe you don't know me as well as you think you do. And that's okay. It's okay to once in a while be surprising the people a little bit. Although I kind of hope that enough people weren't surprised by my take, but, you know, whatever. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez now both claiming victory in the country's election. The vote was marred by accusations of foul play on both sides. And there were also some sporadic incidents of violence in the country. The country's elections authorities said Maduro won with 51% of the vote. A Northern California wildfire, now the largest active fire in the U.S. Forestry officials say the Park Fire has now grown to more than 687,000 acres. That one's just north of Sacramento. The fire's destroyed more than 130 structures so far. And at least 9 people hurt after a restaurant roof collapsed in Naples last night. That happened at, looks like, an Italian restaurant there called La Trattoria. First responders were working to get people out of that building after the collapse.
In Naples, Italy?
Florida.
Oh, in Naples, Florida. Okay. Yeah. When you said Naples and then Italian restaurant, La Trattoria, you know, I'm like,
oh, gotcha, yeah.
Just make it sure.
Sorry for the confusion.
No, Naples, that's why I wanted to make sure. All right, David, thank you so much for the update. 528 on News Radio Pensacola. Kamala Harris raises $200 million in her first week. That's pretty good. I mean, that's a lot of money. Meanwhile, Donald Trump's reconsidering what had previously been the open invitation to debate anytime, anywhere. And I'm actually with him on this. You know what his reason is for not agreeing to debates yet with Kamala Harris? She's not the nominee. She's not the nominee. Not yet. Although I don't know how many people are saying it this way, he already knocked out one contender with one debate. Right? I mean, how else would you describe it? Well, it was the debate and then 3 or 4 subsequent interviews and some gnashing of teeth and wailing and all of that. And then eventually, he knocked Biden out with one debate. What if he did the same thing to Kamala before she's even the nominee at the DNC? Then they'd have a chance to put a third person up for him to knock down. Like, it's, you know, I think he's right about this. Don't debate until you know who the nominee is. Don't debate until you know who the vice president is. Otherwise, it's not equal footing. So, sure, go ahead and debate her after the DNC. This anytime, anywhere. Well, that was to Biden. And we did one debate before he was the official nominee. Of course, before Trump was also the nominee. You know, presumptive in both cases. But, you know, if you can just drop your person because they did poorly in a debate, well, then wait until you're committed to your person. I completely agree with him. That makes perfect sense. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, the meat recall. Did you hear this about the, what is this? The silly name of the pathogen. Now, all of a sudden, I can't think of it. Listeria. And which kills like 250 people a year in the U.S. Two people have been killed in connection with this boar's head meat recall. It's not in Florida. At least we've got no cases in Florida listed yet. The closest is Georgia. But it's basically it all tied to boar's head liverwurst, which is yummy. but if you didn't buy boar's head meat that was prepackaged and cut at the deli in like the last 2 weeks, or 3 weeks, really, you're probably okay. But that's just kind of a, if you did, and if you have in the refrigerator, maybe throw it out and go buy some new stuff.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. President Biden's proposing changes to the Supreme Court, including term limits and an enforceable code of ethics. Also, to negate a recent Supreme Court decision, a constitutional amendment saying former presidents do not have broad immunity from criminal prosecution.
Joe Biden also releasing a new op-ed this morning, saying in part, this nation was founded on a simple yet profound principle. No one is above the law. Not the president of the United States, not a justice on the Supreme Court of the United States, no one.
Fox's Todd Pyro. Venezuela's President Nicolas Maduro is declared the winner of an election contested by the opposition and questioned by Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
We have serious concerns that the result announced does not reflect the will or the votes of the Venezuelan people.
Venezuela's National Electoral Council says President Maduro beat Edmundo Gonzalez 51% to 44%. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 531 at News Radio Pensacola right now, 78 degrees, partly cloudy skies this morning. Two people are dead, seven injured after a drive-by shooting yesterday. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says that happened last night just before 8 o'clock at the Wedgwood Community Center on Wagner Road during a basketball game there. Witnesses tell Channel 3 that the victims were in a vehicle at the scene. That vehicle had reportedly had bullet damage. Right now, there's no word on the identities of the victims or any potential suspects, but we'll let you know as soon as we learn any more about this incident. One man has died after being hit by an SUV on Beverly Parkway over the weekend. Florida Highway Patrol says a 46-year-old Pensacola woman was driving that vehicle on Beverly Parkway about 11 p.m. on Saturday night when she hit the unidentified man. He was taken to Baptist Hospital, where he died. FHP continues to investigate that incident. A Mississippi man arrested for allegedly trafficking cocaine in Santa Rosa County this month. Investigators say that arrest stems from a traffic stop on July 10th. Johnson was stopped for a traffic violation. Deputies then reportedly found a vacuum-sealed half-pound package of cocaine in the vehicle. Johnson remains in the Santa Rosa County Jail with no bond. A woman also shot in Beulah on Saturday night. Escambia County deputies responded to a home on Cali Lane where they found that victim. She was taken to the hospital. Investigators have not yet identified the woman. The incident remains under investigation. And Marco Rubio says the election in Venezuela was a complete fraud. He also believes that the Biden-Harris administration is partly to blame for that. Rubio writing on X this morning after Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro claimed victory. Rubio said Biden and Harris had broadly eased Trump sanctions on the Maduro regime as part of a deal for elections in Venezuela. The New York Times reports that vote was riddled with irregularities. It is 5:33 right now. News Radio Pensacola. Let's get a look at our Channel 3 weather forecast this morning.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will have scattered showers and thunderstorms today. 60% chance of rain. High near 91. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78. For Tuesday, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. High near 91 degrees. Tuesday night, temperatures dropping near 78. Keeping rain chances around through Wednesday with a 50% chance of rain. High near 92. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. And right now we do have 78 degrees in Pensacola, 77 in Gulf Breeze, and 76 in Milton. And taking a look at our financial market report this morning.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. The Justice Department is accusing TikTok of gathering bulk information on users based on their views of divisive social issues like gun control, abortion, and religion. Under a law signed by President Biden, the company could face a ban in a few months if it does not break ties with ByteDance. Gas prices have dropped as demand for travel weakens amid high temperatures, according to AAA. The national average fell 4 cents from the previous week to $3.50 per gallon. Lower prices are expected to last as long as motorist demand and oil prices remain weak. Heineken shares opened nearly 7% lower this morning after the brewing giant's first-half profit came in weaker than analysts had expected. Operating profit showed organic growth of 12.5%, which is below a company-compiled consensus forecast of 13.2%. Beer sales were also weaker than expected. Futures are slightly higher. Friday, the Dow Industrials gained 654. That's your money now.
5:35 at News Radio Pensacola. Our next news at 6 and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
When you were 18, you spent your spring break in Cancun. The party was legendary, and you speak of it often, even though you don't remember half of it. The geeky kid who sat across from you in math class stayed home, practicing calculus. You made fun of her. A lot. That is, until last year, when you owed the IRS a lot of money and called the certified public accountants at Benakis & Associates. And she answered the phone. Who's laughing now? The number crunchers at Benakis & Associates live and breathe accounting and tax preparation. It's practically in their DNA. When you need to know what the heck a Form 656-PPV is, call Benakis & Associates. When you need a QuickBooks Pro advisor, call Benakis & Associates. When you need someone who practices long division for fun, call Benakis & Associates, now in the historic district on 120 South Alkanes and online at flacpas.com. Benakis & Associates, leave the numbers to the experts.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing. These are all words you hear a lot about in today's world, but what do they mean? How do you get started? You can start by tuning into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10:30 a.m. Join me, Lexi Mendoza, and I'll show you how to navigate the fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. Today at 10:30 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
I'm Earl McCauley, and I'm running for Escambia County School Board, District 4. I'm a 22-year teaching veteran and 20-year resident of District 4. Last year, I was the Gulf Breeze High School Teacher of the Year with a 97% pass rate on a challenging AP literature exam. My goals as a board member are teacher retention, middle schools, and addressing issues with books and libraries. Your vote for Earl McCauley on August 20th will bring common sense for the school board. I'm Earl McCauley for School Board District 4, and I approve this message.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay.
Joining me here in studio today, we have Chief Deputy Tommy Leiter for the Escambia County Sheriff's Office, former PPD Chief. Chief, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's kind of been quiet this week.
And it's not necessarily newsworthy. We made some great narcotics arrests, traffic stop narcotics arrests, but that's just a small fraction of what we're going on. There's 721 employees, 430.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Mornings 5 till 9. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Turn it up.
Good morning, 538 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. On Friday, we had a really interesting conversation with Autumn Beck Blackledge, who's a local attorney, kind of specializing in divorce, especially divorce from the men's perspective. But she's had a couple of relatively high-profile clients, including, you know, Joe Exotic, the Tiger King, was one of her clients. And now, kind of an interesting new one here locally. We spoke with her about it. Autumn, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Good to have you. So you have taken on a new kind of client. You historically represented mostly men in divorce proceedings. You, of course, rather famously took the case of Joe Exotic and represented the Tiger King. But you now have a kind of a whole new branch of law that you're digging into. Is that right?
We are, just a little bit, kind of dipping our toes into name, likeness, and image, you know, representation for high school students. It's been really interesting so far, and of course it's an evolving area, but, you know, I'm really proud that Florida finally decided to jump on this bandwagon. I know it's controversial. There's a lot of people who don't think that, you know, high schoolers should have NIL contracts, but really, you know, nationwide, our students in Florida were kind of falling behind that, and it was starting to, you know, affect them and their ability to be competitive as other states were allowing it. So I'm very happy that it's now, you know, official, and we can have some NIL contracts for our high school students.
Yeah, and you announced a couple weeks ago, I think. I've been kind of wanting to get you on the radio for a while. It just hasn't worked out until now. But you announced that you've actually signed a Gulf Breeze High student who is ranked as the third best third baseman, fifth best first baseman, and fifth best right-handed pitcher in all of Florida, top 500 player in the country. And you've signed him as your firm's first name, image, and likeness representation contract, right?
That's right. Presley Mosley, he is, you know, he's not only the full package for baseball, but he's also just the full package for, a kid. He's just a great human. You know, he's smart. He's kind. He's hardworking. He's pretty much everything that we would want associated with our firm. And we think he's going to go places. And we were excited, you know, to have that opportunity. Really see the ability of Presley to kind of coalesce some of the issues that we deal with in family law and that we deal with in our community to help us kind of, you know, promote those things that minors that might be turning adult age might need to know, you know, what does that look like? What kind of legal implications could they have? And I'm really using him to be that positive message to younger folks in our community as it relates to all of their interpersonal relationships.
Now, as I remember all of this, the Florida government recently passed legislation kind of permitting this, and even as recently as I think Wednesday, the State Board of Sports basically said, the Board of Education, actually permitted name, image, and likeness kind of finally in their rulemaking process this last Wednesday. And there was originally provisions like, if I remember the legislation, you correct me on any of this, that was going to prohibit them from having representation. They kind of had to do it on their own with their parents. And then they changed that late in the process to allow it so that they could actually have an agent or an attorney working on their behalf. Do I kind of have all this right?
Yeah, that's right. Now, you know, for our NIL deal, that was really just, you know, the parents, Presley and myself, that did that. I wasn't really an agent to help him to, you know, find NIL deals.
Oh, okay.
There's lots of agency rules. Yeah, there's lots of agency rules that you have to follow depending on what sport they're in. I'm not a certified agent in any of those, in those capacities.
Got it. You're just the legal consult to make sure the contracts are good and they're protected from making any mistake, that kind of thing. Is that right?
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah, if a family said, you know, who in town could really tell me if my kid's getting into a bad deal or not, you know, that would be more of my role. And, you know, anybody who is looking at doing something like that, they always just have the ability to give me a call, and I'll do that for free. These kids sometimes, and these parents don't know what they're jumping into.
Oh, for sure.
And, you know, it's my, you know, that'd be my pleasure to sit down with a couple of parents and a couple, you know, and a kid and just say, hey, you know, when you sign this, if you do X, Y, and Z, this is going to nullify your contract. Or, you know, if you're running the roads, doing something bad, you're going to want to make sure you stop because that could affect your deal. You know, just kind of giving them the real nitty gritty about what this can really mean in their lives.
Do you have any idea, even a rough ballpark guess, of how many students, for example, in Escambia or Santa Rosa County have name, image, likeness, I don't know, lawyers or agents or deals? Like, what's the number of students that this thing is likely to affect?
Not sure how many it will affect, but we believe that at this time, Presley's the only one.
Oh, okay.
Who has one. Now, I'm sure that will change now that it's official.
Yeah.
You know, I think we'll start seeing it. But, you know, people are always very, you know, they're very cautious when new things come out. That's not really my style. My style is let's figure it out as soon as possible and let's do something cutting edge.
Make the mess and clean up the mess.
Right, exactly. So, but I think we'll see it coming, but I do think people are a little bit leery. And you know, while NIL shouldn't be controversial, I think it still is. You know, my opinion is we're way behind the eight ball on this in the country. You know, we were either the 33rd or the 38th state to adopt this for high school students, and it was necessary to put our high school students on a competitive, equal footing with other states. And so, to me, it's not controversial. But when I talk to guys around the, you know, we had a lunch the other day, and a bunch of the old guys are like, I don't think this we should be allowing this. And,
yeah,
you know, there's certainly that out there. But, there are players in our community that need things in order to make them more competitive. They are held back by their own financial ability or inability to get things like, additional batting practice,
yeah,
maybe good equipment. Perhaps they need, some sort of special, stretching or whatever it might be, and they just don't have the funds for it. And I think these NIL deals will really help them to get that extra leg, you know, so they can compete with other players in other states.
We're talking with Autumn Beck Blackledge about the first of its kind, we think, name, image, likeness representation that she has for a local baseball player at Gulf Breeze High. So, Autumn, one of the questions I had is, I think a lot of times we've heard people kind of talking about this, especially when the legislation was working its way through, that it's not just about the ability of the high school students to capitalize on their name, image, and likeness, their athletic prowess to make money, but that also the ability to build brand success and, you know, work on social media, that all of these things are valuable for proving to recruiters and scouts their marketability. Am I thinking about this the right way?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, we all know that, you know, sports, you know, big sports, it is a business, and not all of the best players go to the bigs. You know, I refer to that in the baseball context, but mm-hmm. How many amazing baseball players in this area have never had a chance to go to the minors or to the bigs? Well, a lot of times I think that has to do with just their marketability. So if you are marketable as a high school student and you're out there and people see that you're holding yourself well, you know, that you're really presenting yourself in a way that is, you know, attractive and marketable, mm-hmm. and that you can feel good about, that's going to make a team or, you know, make them want to have you more. And, you know, it's all about marketing. Social media is life now. I mean, as much as we might, all of us in our generation might be going kicking and screaming into that, you know, that's the trend. That's where it is. So if you play on social media and you have followers and you generate followers, and that means you can sell tickets at some point, that's another element to what makes a, you know, high schooler competitive when they're looking at getting deals,
right,
and getting
right.
signed and, yeah, it's a big deal.
Hey, last thing I was going to ask you, Autumn, is, feel free, you can't tell me, that's fine, but does he have deals secured already? And do you have any, I don't know, sense of what the kind of value, maybe on an annual basis? I mean, he's a pretty high up, you know, athletic prospect. And sometimes people wonder, I mean, are we talking about like $100 a month, or are we talking about like, you know, $10,000 a month? What do you think the sort of the landscape looks like right now?
Well, I think it depends on what the value is for that particular company, but also what the compensation is. So it doesn't necessarily have to be money. In some regards, it can be equipment, so that might be one way. But then as far as the range, the contract has to specifically outline, when you're going to use, their name, image, and likeness, and if you want them to do in-person events. It's very specific as to what the request is on their behalf. And so I think it has to do more, the compensation is more directly linked to what you need out of them or what you're asking of them. Payment, obviously, I don't know of many that are doing in-kind, although I know there's certainly some out there floating around looking for players to do NIL contracts in exchange for equipment. Mm-hmm. But as far as the amount of money, I think that just completely varies, and it's not something that in Presley and I's contract that we have made that provision confidential. So,
okay, fair enough. Which is, I'm not surprised by that. I kind of anticipated that. But do you mind me? Feel free to say no. But do you actually have any deals already for him, or because I assume you kind of had to wait for the finalization of this rule? But can you even say something like that? Because I assume that as soon as this is possible, it's going to happen. They're going to get all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, I'm hoping, but nothing in the hopper right now.
Okay. Well, no, very interesting, Autumn. I'm very curious to kind of hear how this goes. Of course, we find it fascinating because it's a local prospect, Gulf Breeze High, and somebody who's an up-and-comer, obviously, in the baseball world. And when the announcement came out, I wanted to talk to you about it because it's the first time that I had heard of anybody actually doing anything with this potential. Autumn Beck-Blackledge, she is a local attorney, and as she said, if you have questions about name, image, and likeness representation or potential, sponsorship or contracts, feel free to get a hold of her. She's easy to find on the internet. Autumn, thanks for the time, and thanks for explaining this to our audience. It's a fascinating subject. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, I love it. Thank you so much for having me.
Most definitely. 5:50 here on News Radio Pensacola. I'm Andrew McKay. It's Pensacola Morning News. And if you are thinking about selling your home, what do you want? What do you want? You want somebody who's going to help you get the best price. You want the transaction to be done as quickly as possible. And you want to make sure that everything goes smoothly, right? Okay. Fair enough. I mean, those are all reasonable expectations. That's why you have a good realtor, okay, to take care of that. So what's the number of homes that the realtor sold in the last year? A lot of realtors, just very common, okay? Realtors who are, they're doing a home a month maybe would be really good for a lot of realtors. Some realtors like, a couple of years, what they do. Some are more, okay? I'll just tell you that Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty sold 175 last year. So that's 3.5 a week because they have a process, because they know how to stage the home, how to photograph the home, how to list it, how to describe it, how to price it, how to set the open house, how to manage the people who come and look at it. And to do, it might seem like a silly thing, but to do the follow-ups where if somebody doesn't make an offer, you call them and find out why. Why would you do that? Well, to get information. And maybe you can, if they didn't make an offer, you can say, hey, why not? Oh, this? Well, I don't know. We can work on that. Like, you want somebody who's going to do all the little things, do the extra stuff, and just make sure that they get it done. And that's again and again and again why they get the kind of results they do. She's only been doing this like 7 years. It's pretty amazing, honestly, to get the kind of results she does. Same for buying. If you want somebody to help you buying a home, the same thing. You want them to do all the stuff and help give you good advice. So here's all I'm recommending. Invite your couple of different people that you want to talk to about being your real estate agent, and just make sure you include Christina Leavenworth on that list. And then you talk to her and whoever else, and then you make a decision. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty.
Let's get to the points. MasterCard reward points from Pinair Credit Union. Open a new account today and you can earn 20,000 free reward points in the first 90 days. Use those points for travel, merchandise, even cash back. And with no hidden fees and no balance transfer fees, Pinair's Reward MasterCard fits you perfectly. Get started online at pinair.org/creditcards. Subject to credit approval, terms and conditions may apply. Offer available on new accounts only. See website for details.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. with four Sunny's locations serving the News Radio listening area: Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
Naval Air Station Pensacola has a significant economic impact in our area. It employs more than 16,000 military and 7,400 civilian personnel, and the headquarters for Naval Education Training Command, a command which combines direction and control of all Navy education and training. There's a lot more you can know by tuning in this morning at 9 and hear what's happening at NAS Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Bands on the Beach, presented by the Santa Rosa Island Authority, tomorrow night at 7 at the Gulfside Pavilion on Pensacola Beach. Bring your blanket or a lawn chair and relax. Enjoy the sunset with your favorite bands. This Tuesday, it's Tyler Mack, internationally known singer and nominated for the Blues 411 Annual Jimmy Awards. Rock out with Tyler Mack at Bands on the Beach tomorrow night.
The Dave Ramsey Show, weeknight 7 to 10 before WEAR TV News on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Who lighted the chicken across the road?
Pick it from the left to the right.
Right.
Hit.
He stepped out of range, got hit by a team.
He ain't no chicken no more. No!
Good morning, 5:55 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. David Wayne is in the newsroom this morning with our headlines. David?
Vice President Kamala Harris is headed to Houston this week for the funeral of Representative Sheila Jackson Lee. The two were both members of the country's first historically black sorority, Alpha Kappa Alpha, and also worked together, of course, on issues in Congress. Jackson Lee passed away earlier this month after a battle with cancer. Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro and opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez both attempting to claim victory now in the country's election. The vote marred by accusations of foul play on both sides. There have also been some incidents of violence there. And more than 2,500 SAG-AFTRA video game actors now hitting the picket lines. A strike officially began on Friday after contract talks broke down between the union and the video game industry.
Over.
AI.
What's the role of AI in video game design? I was reading a really interesting, because this is something that my youngest son is thinking about going into, actually. And like UCF has a really good program for this. They're kind of like the only one. And the short version that, and nobody really knows how much AI is going to affect most industries, right? It's kind of an open question. But what a lot of folks think is that, or seem to think is that in like game design,
right?
AI isn't going to make the game. AI is going to be a tool that people making games use to do their job more efficiently. You know, I was like, for example, one guy was talking about how for one game he was designing, he had to get like hyper-realistic design for the picture of a bee. And
right.
Finding anything online that was, you know, available that would have a bee that would be useful that didn't already have a background attached to it, need on a black background. And so what he could do with an AI is say, AI, give me a picture of a bee on a black background. And the AI could do that. But for example, like simulating voices, you know, the AI isn't a great voice actor, because if the AI was a great voice actor, then the average person off the street would be a great voice actor, and the average person off the street is not a great voice actor. You know, it's kind of like there are some aspects of replacing creative work that are going to be hard to simulate with AI for now, I would say, and others that are more like the kind of the grunt work where people are going to use it to amplify what they're doing. Like, you know, give me 20 names for this weapon in some game.
Right.
And then I'm going to use that one, or I'm going to use that one as a prompt to come up with an even better one. You know, that kind of stuff.
But while AI doesn't do a lot of things astoundingly well, how long until it's just used so widely that people just accept the bad AI version as being, it's okay, it's just what it is now.
Like the six-fingered people are just the norm now.
Right, well, if you're like doom-scrolling TikTok or, you're on YouTube or whatever, 90% of the videos, they've all got the same voice now doing, you know, whatever voiceover. And it's all the same AI generated monotone,
it's super
whatever.
Creepy.
And it's just like, oh, again.
Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, I think it's just my hope is that it's going to be a lot like computers in general. You know, they're going to eliminate some jobs, but they're more going to be like the person who figures out how to use computers to amplify their workflow is going to do better. The person who figures out how to use AI to amplify their workflow, you know, they're going to do better. And the other people are going to be, I don't know.
You know, and right now there's already a game out where you can interact with any person in there and you can ask them questions and they'll give you answers.
Right. And that's another aspect they mentioned is like, you know, the background players. It's going to give an inexpensive way to generate both the imagery for the background characters, because they don't have to be individually designed, but also the personality for the background characters, because you don't have to do a lot to make them more interesting than what you scripted before.
That's right.
But not great, but still, you know, passable for just the person on the street that you might accost in Grand Theft Auto.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.